Good morning, church. Are you ready to sing this morning? Let's stand. Let's open in prayer. Father, we thank you once again that we have the opportunity to be here in church. And I say this almost every single week, but Father, never let us take that for granted that we do have this opportunity and the freedom to do so. And now, Father, we just ask that you would just meet us here again, with your Holy Spirit, that as we sing praises and worship you and lift up our voices, that it would just be an awesome time. As we come to you, Father, in spirit and in truth, in the exact way that you want us to come, that you will meet us. And Father, we just thank you for this now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Shall we gather at the river, where bright angel feet have trod, with its crystal tide forever flowing by the throne of God? Yes, we'll gather at the river, the beautiful river.
Gather with the saints at the river
that flows by throne of God. On the bosom of the river, where the Savior King we own, we shall meet in sorrow never, neath the glory of the throne. Yes, we'll gather at the river, the beautiful river. Gather with the saints at river that flows by the throne of God. Ere we reach the shining river, lay we every burden down. Grace our spirits will deliver and provide a robe and crown. Yes, we'll gather at the river, the beautiful river. Gather with the saints at the river that flows by the throne of God. Soon we'll reach the shining river. Soon our pilgrimage will cease. Soon our happy hearts will quiver with the melody of peace. Yes, we'll gather at the river, the beautiful river. Gather with the saints at the river that flows by the throne of God.
Amen.
I can feel the presence of Jesus. I can sense his touch so divine. As he sits enthroned in his praises, how his love fills this new heart of mine. Oh, I can feel the presence of Jesus. I can sense his touch so divine. As he sits enthroned in his praises, how his love fills this new heart of mine. Oh, I can feel the presence of Jesus. I can sense his touch so divine. As he sits enthroned in his praises, how his love fills this new heart of mine. Oh, I can feel the presence of Jesus. I can sense his touch so divine. As he sits enthroned in his praises, how His love fills this new heart of mine.
Amen.
Blessed be your name, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be your name, blessed be your name, blessed be your name, O Lord. Blessed be your name, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be your name, blessed be your name, blessed be your name, O Lord. Blessed be your name, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be your name, blessed be your name, blessed be your name, O Lord.
Amen.
The oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for my spirit of heaviness, that we might be trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that you might be glorified. You gave me beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for my spirit of heaviness, that I might be a tree of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that you might be glorified. You gave me beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for my spirit of heaviness, that we might be trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that you might be glorified. You gave me beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for my spirit of heaviness, that I might be a tree of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that you might be glorified.
Thank you, Lord.
Something beautiful, something good, all my confusion, he understood. All I had to offer him was brokenness and strife, but he made something beautiful of my life. Something beautiful, something good. All my confusion, he understood. All I had to offer him was brokenness and strife, but he made something beautiful of my life.
Think about this. When we all came to Christ, whether we were young or on the older side, sin still separated us. And it's kind of like, you know, we come and we offer God junk. We say, this is what we have to offer you. And he says, I'll still take you nevertheless. I will pay for that. All of my confusion he understood, and all I had to offer him was brokenness and strife. But nevertheless, he still took me and made something beautiful. Let's sing this one more time.
Something beautiful, something good. All my confusion, he understood. All I had to offer him was brokenness and strife, but he made something beautiful of my life. Something beautiful, something good. All my confusion, he understood. All I had to offer him was brokenness and strife, but he made something beautiful of my life.
Thank you, Jesus.
You'll find that song is based out of Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10. Understand why. Cheer up, my brother. Live in the sunshine. We'll understand it all by and by. Faithful till death.
and said, our loving Master, a few more days to labor and wait. Toils of the road will then seem as nothing as we sweep through the beautiful gate. Farther along we'll know all about it. Farther along we'll understand why. Cheer up, my brother, live in the sunshine. We'll understand it all by and by. When we see Jesus coming in glory, when he comes from his home in the sky, then we shall meet him in that bright mansion. We'll understand it all by and by. Farther along we'll know all about it. Farther along we'll understand why. Cheer up, my brother, live in the sunshine. We'll understand it all by and by.
Amen. Hallelujah.
He is Lord. Risen from the dead, and he is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. You're my Lord, you're my Lord. You have risen from the dead, and you're my Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. You're my Lord, you're my Lord. You have risen from the dead, and you're my Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. You're my Lord, you're my Lord. You have risen from the dead, and you're my Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Amen. Nobody else.
He leadeth me, O blessed thought, O words with heavenly comfort fraught. Whate'er I do, where'er I be, still 'tis God, and that leadeth me. He leadeth me, he leadeth me, by his own hand he leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be, for by his hand he leadeth me. Sometimes it seems our deepest gloom, sometimes where Eden's bowers bloom. By water still or troubled sea, still 'tis his hand that leadeth me. He leadeth me, he leadeth me, by his own hand. hand he leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be, for by his hand he leadeth me. Lord, I would clasp thy hand in mine, nor ever murmur nor repine. Content whatever lot I see, since 'tis my God that leadeth me. He leadeth me, he leadeth me, by his own hand he leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be, for by his hand he leadeth me. And when my task on earth is done, when by thy grace the victory's won, in death's cold wave I will not flee, since God through Jordan leadeth me. He leadeth me, he leadeth me, by his own hand he leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be, for by his hand he leadeth me.
Thank you, Jesus.
When the Israelites got ready to go into the promised land, they had to go and take care of crossing the Jordan River and then into Jericho. But Jordan was flooded. And that's what the fourth verse is here is referencing. And when my task on earth is done, when by thy grace the victory's won, in death's cold wave I will not flee. In other words, I will not fear death. Amen. Since God through Jordan takes us through Jordan to the promised land or to heaven. Because we know that he leads us. And that he will meet us here. And he will not leave us or forsake us. And when we die and we pass on to the other side, he'll be right there waiting for us just like he was here.
Amen.
That is so comforting to know that, you know, I don't want to die early, but, you know, when your time has come, you don't have to be fearful and to say, I wonder. We know without a shadow of a doubt, we know. Amen. That is very, very comforting.
Broken down every wall. He is our peace. He is our peace. He is our peace. Who has broken down every wall? He is our peace. Our peace. Cast all your cares on him, for he cares for you. He is our peace. He is our peace. Cast all your cares on him, for he cares for you. He is our peace. He is our peace.
Isn't that comforting to know that he is our peace? Let's sing that one more time.
He is our peace, who has broken down every wall. He is our peace. He is our peace. He is our peace. Who has broken down every wall? He is our peace.
peace. He is our peace. Cast all your cares on Him, for He cares for you. He is our peace. He is our peace. Cast all your cares on Him, for He cares for you. He is our peace. He is our peace. Cast all your cares on Him, for He cares for you. Our peace. He is our peace. Cast all your cares on Him, for He cares for you. He is our peace. He is our peace.
Amen.
Signed my deed with His atoning blood. He ever lives to make His promise good. When all the hosts of hell march in to make a second claim, they all march out at the mention of His name, Jesus. He signed my deed with His atoning blood. He ever lives to make His promise good. When all the hosts of hell march in to make a second claim, they all march out at the mention of His name. Jesus!
Now say Jesus once in unison. Ready? One, two, three. Jesus! Yes, something special about that name. Accomplishes many wonderful things in our lives. That the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess. To what? That He is Lord to the glory of the Father. To the glory of God the Father. Amen.
Cleansed and made me whole.
cease to praise Him. I'll shout it while eternity rolls. He touched me. Oh, He touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know. Jesus touched me and made me whole. He touched me. Oh, He touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know Jesus touched me and made me whole.
Thank you, Jesus.
In His favor is life. Mourning endureth for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Lord, we thank You and praise You. Thank You and praise You for having it Your way today. Not our way, but Thy way, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. It's a pleasure, Lord, to be in the house of the Lord. It's a delight to do the law of the Lord, and in Your law meditate day and night, that we may be like trees planted by the rivers of water, that will bring forth fruit in its season. A leaf won't wither, and anything we will do shall prosper. We bless You and thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord, for being our only source, for being our deliverer, for being our redeemer, for being the healer of our bodies and the savior of our souls. Hallelujah. You are God, and in You will we trust. We bless You and thank You today. Thank You, Lord, for mighty victory in this body of believers. We thank You, Heavenly Father, for what You have in store for this body here. And we bless You and thank You, Heavenly Father. Thank You, Lord, for touching us today in a mighty way, O Lord. Touching us that we're not going to leave the same as we came. Oh, we love You. We appreciate You, Lord. You are the source of every good thing. Oh, You are the source of every good thing. Thank You, Heavenly Father. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and it comes down from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness, neither is there a shadow of turning. And we want to thank You and praise You, Lord, that we can trust in You, that we can wait upon You, that we can have faith in You. For You are the rewarder of them that diligently seek You. And we thank You, Heavenly Father, that we will seek You with all our heart. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise Your holy name. Oh, Lord, let our mouth be filled with Thy praise and with Thy honor all the day, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And with the high praises of God in our mouth and the two-edged sword in our hands, we'll march right on to the victory site, right into the Canaan's land. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Oh, angels bow before Him. Heavens and earth adore Him. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is the Lord of heavens, Lord of earth. He is the Lord of all who live. He is the Lord of all the universe. All praise to Him we give. And we want to thank You today, O Lord, for doing a mighty work, O Lord. Thank You, Heavenly Father. Praise Your holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise Your holy name. Father, we pray today for the anointing upon the pastor as he will deliver the message to us. We ask You, Lord, that You give him freedom to preach today. And let the word come out with power and pierce us like a two-edged sword. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we want to thank You and praise You, Lord, for mighty victory today. Oh, a mighty victory in this body of believers. And let us realize who we are in Christ Jesus. That we are more than conquerors, we are victorious, for we walk by faith and not by sight. And greater is He that is within us than he that's in the world. And we bless You and thank You, and that no weapons formed against us shall prosper. Hallelujah. For the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but mighty through God. To the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and any high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Jesus Christ our Lord, and having a readiness to revenge all disobedience when our obedience is fulfilled. And we thank You, Heavenly Father. Oh, what a victory, what a joy, what a peace in our hearts. And we want to thank You and praise You, Heavenly Father. We ask You, Lord, that You touch everyone that gives a testimony today. And let Your name be glorified also with the testimonies, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And as we are about to receive this offering, Lord, bring Your tithes into the storehouse, You told us, that it will be meat in My house. And prove me herewith, said the Lord of hosts, if I do not open the windows of heaven and pour out such a blessing that it may not be enough room to receive it. And Lord, we know You mean what You say, and You say what You mean. You stand good in Your promises, and what You promise, You are also able to perform. And we want to thank You today, O Lord. Thank You for a mighty victory. And we give You all the praise, we give You all the glory, we'll give You all the honor. And pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. Amen and amen.
Okay, good morning. Is today the 5th of April? It's my dad's birthday. But he's not here. Okay. Have any testimonies this morning? Anybody? Lois, you're first.
Well, I didn't want to be first, but here I am. I do want to praise the Lord. I didn't get up here last week. I felt bad because I always have a testimony, don't you? We always do, right? And it always seems like, okay, if nobody gets up here to give a testimony to the Lord Jesus Christ, then the chairs are going to start screaming because Jesus said the stones would cry out if the people didn't honor him. And so I don't want the chairs to start squealing. But anyway, I was thinking as we sang all of these beautiful hymns and songs that somebody wrote out of their heart, out of their experiences, and out of the moving of the Holy Spirit in their lives. How did they know my heart? How did they know all my experiences? And how come they knew everything that I confessed to God? But they did. Every song applied to me. Every song was personalized in me because it was my cry. It was my praise. It was my experience and my surrender to the Lord. And I just want to praise him today, for our country is quickly becoming the Antichrist stepping stool. And the name of Jesus is particularly offensive to the non-Christians. Isn't that strange? But the reason it is because there's power in that name. And there's so much power in that name, they can't stand it. They have to get rid of it. They have to make laws against it. They have to down it. And these wonderful pastors the pastors and those who are using the name of Jesus in public when they pray are being thrown out, taking their pensions away from them. They're being ostracized. They're even being threatened with jail if they do it. And they're not going to back down. They're going to still use it because that's the only power there is in Jesus' name. And when we pray, we might as well not pray if we don't pray in his name, because he told us that's how we should pray. And when he said, pray in my name to receive from me, then we better do that. So we'll stand fast on that. And that is our hope and glory, that we stand fast and overcome. And there's a lot of destructive demons, like the pastor was telling us about. But I'll tell you something. A lot of those things are just sins of the flesh. And you can't cast out the flesh. You have to overcome the flesh. And so we have to do that ourselves. We have to overcome the flesh by the power of God and with his help. And I just praise him that we have that ability, that he's given us that wonderful hope. In Jesus' name, we thank him.
You know, myself, I've been wondering about this because, and this might not seem the situation for some people, but for me, I'm not seeing too many people that want to come to Christ. And I'm, you know, witnessing out there, but I just don't see the people that really want to, myself. And I'm wondering why is that, you know, what's going on? But I think life's still too good, maybe. And people haven't, you know, felt a need, really. I don't know. But I know that I had that observation during the week. And I talked to my aunt about it, she's 70 years old. And she pretty much said the same thing, you know. But still got to be a light, you know. you would think this place would fill up, you know, if there was really people wanting to hear about Jesus. So that was one observation I had this week among many. But, do we have any other testimonies today? I don't see any. Okay, Pastor John.
Praise the Lord. And good morning. It still is morning here. We've got a number of things we're going to pray for here today. And I want to share this email with you here. This came in from a lady by the name of Michelle. And she has contacted us via the web website. And she said this, "Dear Carol," now Carol is her counselor, "I've received the book last Thursday and have read everything. In chapter 6, it says to circle the curses that apply to you, past or present. I circled 69 of the 62 curses. I've known for several years that I've been living under a curse. Of course, my husband and father tell me differently. Nonetheless, I have proof now, that there really has been something between God and I. I am very eager to proceed with what to do next. Obviously, I need to repent. Is there a specific way? I noticed that Pastor Terrell said he broke all the curses that he brought into his life and commanded all the demons to get out of his life. That's what I need to know how to do. I can't thank you enough for all the effort and time you've given me. The letter you enclosed really made sense. I can see that I will be free. I'm making progress. I'm getting stronger. I think, however, that the arrested development spirit hinders me greatly. I have a hard time finishing things. For example, I write the letter and then I don't mail it. When I clean, I don't do all the dishes and then vacuum. I do some dishes, vacuum one space in the carpet, fold two pieces of clothing, and I'm back to do one or two more dishes. The reason I bring this up is because I know that whatever this issue is, it hinders me from praying and repenting and even communicating with you. Many times I want to email you, and I talk myself out of it. I really, really want to be free. I will do whatever is necessary. Again, thank you for everything." And I believe she is in Virginia, in the state of Virginia, in the United States. So she came in via the Internet, and praise God for that. This email here came in from Sweden, and I will just read a couple of things in here. This is from Christina, and she sent an email to a Christian man in England, and this is what he said. "What a contrast in thought to the article by John Terrell. But in essence, it seemed that the New World Order is being manipulated to bring down the world economy in the next few years, one or two perhaps. I do not think it is possible to delay this, however, as John Terrell suggests. You can imagine Christians praying just for this out of fear and selfish motivation. Does John Terrell ever speak at a church end-time ministry, or that Jesus has a plan as well? He doesn't seem to give a clear indication of what he actually lies ahead of the church, a warning with no real answer." So we're going to answer this man and share with him. So I don't know where in England he is, but he is somewhere in England. And then we got a prayer request from Oregon, Idaho. And I don't know if the person is up there. We prayed for a man by the name of Mark. And this here came in 2 days ago. Mark, Celia's brother, called around 11:30 p.m. his time to talk with Celia. She had been in bed quite a while, so I did not wake her. Mark is in terrible pain in his feet, legs, and hands. They will not give him any morphine until 3 a.m. He's maxed out on the dosage. I pray with him on the phone and counted our prayer chain, but need the prayers with our friends and family as well. Please pray for him and Carol, that's his wife. And then we got this. Mark called me this morning. He's doing much better. Every time he goes into the hospital, they mess up his medication, and he suffers so much pain. Please continue to pray for healing. And loving Christ, this is from Celia. So we're going to pray for him today also. And then we got this email here from Carol. And she's far away. She's about 15 feet from me here. And she simply said this, that Debbie and I had a good time Thursday. I did bind the arrested development spirit suggested. And then we talked and prayed about God's love. And she's planning to go to Reno this coming Sunday for a different type of treatment. So this is Debbie that came to church one time. She cannot come on Sunday. She has pain. She has breast cancer, and the tumors have spread to her arm and her chest, and she has a hard time to lift it, and she's in great pain. So we do want to lift her up and pray for her. Last week, if you remember, we prayed for oil prices to go down. They had gone up, and I noticed that Monday morning they dropped substantially. They stayed down, and then they slowly crept up during the week and fell back a little bit Friday. So we want to pound that again and to make sure that the oil prices stay down where they should stay, and we will not get ripped off. So let's have everybody come up, and we have our prayer time then. So Thomas, I'd like you to pray for Michelle in England, and we will have you to pray for Mark. He had surgery, he has also gangrene, and they were threatening to cut off his leg. So we need to pray for that. And then if you can pray for Debbie with a cancer. And then here, if you can pray for the late, this is a man in England. I don't have a name for him, but just pray for the man. So let's start out with Thomas.
Okay. Father God, we want to lift up Michelle, Lord, and she's from England.
From Virginia.
Oh, Virginia. And Father, she's got a need, Lord, to have curses broken over her life, Lord, and she needs to know how to go about it. And also, Father, she's very scattered when she's doing things. So, Father, we thank you that she will be able to get free from this and that she will be able to get a full understanding of what's happening with her, Lord. And so we lift her up to you. We thank you, Father, for putting people in her path that can help her. And also, Lord, that you would give her divine guidance on where she's to go and what she's to do from here, that she can have freedom and she can have victory, Lord, in Jesus Christ. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father God, I want to lift up Celia's brother, Mark, who we've already spoken to you about in times past. But Father God, he's getting more pain and he's very, very ill. He needs the circulation in his legs to be improved. He needs to have your healing touch, Jesus. Father God, I ask you in Jesus' name to reach down, to touch this man, to take away his pain, to heal his body, and restore his good circulation. Father God, you are the only one who is the healer. You are the one who can bypass every single medical mistake that doctors make. And Father, you can take care of this man and heal his body. We pray, O God, that in healing his body, that he also heals his soul, that if there's anything between him and you blocking his relationship with Jesus Christ, that it be cleared up and that he repent. The Holy Spirit can move on him and direct him and help him to come to that place of repentance. And Lord, I know that you want to heal him because you want to heal everybody. And then we ask it in Jesus' name and expect a miracle. Thank you. Amen.
Father God, we come before you with an answer to this man's prayer in England. And we pray that he be watching EAEC over internet and that he get the fullness of the gospel through the word spoken here by the Holy Spirit. And I believe, Father God, that some Christians are praying out of fear and selfish motivation, but I don't believe this church is. We're being taught different here. We pray because we want your will to be done. And we know that we're safe, and we know that we're strong in you, because you give us your strength and your energy and the prayers to pray. And when we pray the prayers, most of the time they get answered. Sometimes it's not time for those answers yet. And we know whatever's in the Bible, our prayers are not going to change it, but we can ask you for a measure of time. We can ask you for a measure of time for many souls to be saved. And as far as this man understanding what Pastor John preaches and the end time ministry, he's teaching many, many things about what the church is supposed to do, what God expects us to do. And he gives a warning. And there is a real answer, and the real answer is God's perfect will to be done. And we pray that this man know that his perfect will is going to be done. And Pastor John tries to tell us this time and time again. So have this guy listen, Father. I don't know his name, but he's going to love you when he gets through if he listens correctly. And we just thank you and praise you for helping this man to understand everything that's going on that you need him to understand. In Jesus' precious name, amen. And his power fall on this man.
As we're about to pray for Debbie, let us all agree together that this cancer will die and be ejected out of her body. Let us all stretch your hands towards the altar, and let us all agree, let us all move in unity and in one accord and pray. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we curse that cancer and command it to die and be ejected out of Debbie's body, we pray in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Heavenly Father. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. And we ask you, Lord, for mighty move upon that woman's life right now. And touch her from the top of her head to the sole of her feet. And thank you, Father, for clearing that disease. We pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. And let the healing come, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And right now we come. We break every curse on her mother's side. We go back 10 generations on her bloodline, on her mother's side and on her father's side. And we break the curse of cancer in the name of Jesus, and any other curse, we break them in the name of Jesus, and no longer will hold that woman in the name of Jesus. And we want to thank you, Heavenly Father, for touching her right now and healing her. And thank you, Father, for restoring that woman. And let her realize who her source is. Health profession. It's not anything else, but is you. And we pray today that she will seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto her. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for healing her, for delivering her, and for saving her. And we bless you and thank you, Heavenly Father. And we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor, and pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and mighty name. And all God's people said, amen.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you right now that we could pray here this morning. And Lord, these people we prayed for, some of them are very much in pain, Lord. And someone like Debbie, Father God, unless you heal her, she's going to leave this earth. Father, we want to thank you today that we are able to come to church. We want to thank you, Father God, for our health. We want to thank you, Father God, for the food that you're giving us. We want to thank you for that we have shelter, Father God, and transportation. There's so many things you have blessed us with. And we want to take time out today and say thank you that we have bodies that are functioning, Lord, that we don't have to be in a hospital today. We don't have to take medication. We thank you, Father God, for your goodness and grace and your mercy. And Father God, I pray right now that you will again pound the speculators when it comes to oil and other products that we need, particularly food products, that they should not be able to jack the prices up, Father, but that you will hold the prices down. And I thank and I praise you now, Lord, that Father God, you heard us prayer and you would give us what we need to travel, to do what we have to do, Father God, in your kingdom. And Father God, we want to lift up the finances of this ministry. And this is now is April, and you know, God, that we did not meet the obligations last month. We had a number of things that were not paid for. And Father God, we pray here today that not only people in this church that are in the building, but our congregation worldwide, that Father God, many of them did send money in last week, and we thank you for that, and we praise you for that. But Father, I pray you would touch many others that are part of our congregation, but have no inclination in tithing or helping us out. That Father God, this week, they would help us out, Lord, that our obligation can be met, and we can continue to broadcast the gospel week after week. And we thank you for this now. We give you great praise. And this we ask in Jesus' name. And those who are agreed said, amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. Let's have the outline handed out.